Getting America Back on Track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just because it's difficult doesn't mean that it's not doable. Look at this, how this country began, and we will remember it this holiday weekend as we give thanks for our freedoms, the pilgrims who came with a vision and a prayer to God to, to do something rather unique and revolutionary. And they gave us, they prayed in the seeds, the genesis of this great American dream. And here we are 240 years later. And the question is, what kind of America will we hand off to the next generation? It is all being threatened rather severely. And this is why right now more than ever, it's a call for all hands on deck. For all freedom-loving, constitutional-loving citizens of America. We're not talking about Democrats or Republicans. We're just talking about Americans. This is Team America, and we all have to be on the same side here for the good of this great idea, this incredible American experiment that we have been living out and have benefited from so greatly, including our families. But again, the question is, what America will we hand off to this next generation? Bruce Thatcher joins us now. He's the founder of History Speaks Today, immigration expert and author of Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. Bruce, happy Thanksgiving. Good to have you with us, sir. How are you?
I am just fine. Happy Thanksgiving to you, and I hope you're going to have lots of family around, as we will.
Yes, good fun, I'll tell you. You know, I wanted people to understand that in his own way, President Biden cares about the border, but not in the same way a majority of Americans do. You know, we the people must see his policies for what they really are, or we will face the consequences of the hard left's diabolical objective. And that is clearly on display. I know it's hard for some people to get their brain around to think, no, it can't be that bad. It's actually worse, isn't it?
I think it's a lot worse than that. We talk about numbers of illegal residents in this country, and we talk numbers like 10 million, 11, 12 million, the 11 million figure that we love to talk about. Nobody knows what the number is. It's much, much bigger than that. Mm-hmm. And mostly these days it's going on, it's being contributed to by what's going on at the southern border. Mm-hmm. We have, and then we have attempts, I think, absolutely duplicitous attempts to sell some of these things under different names. The Build Back Better bill, which is currently the vehicle for part of this, for a lot of things other than that, but the immigration-related things, I'm not even going to call it immigration, the migration-related things in that bill are hidden because they haven't been discussed before the bill was passed, and they're called different things. It's called immigration reform, and it isn't. It isn't immigration reform. It's continuation of some of the same kinds of duplicitous things that we've been having. There's two major migration-related issues in the bill, or matters in the bill. One is the sort of quasi-legalization of millions and millions of illegal residents who are already in the country, maybe as many as 10 million, being, in effect, legalized or given, a ten year amnesty is an amnesty, whether it's called that or not. And the second is to increase the number of green card visas for family and regular immigrants by doubling it, maybe 800,000, by reclaiming, calling it something else. We're just reclaiming unused visas back 30 years, to come up, and diversity visas for 5 years back, to come up with an additional authorized 800,000 or so visas that are available this year, this fiscal year.
Wow. And then legal immigration, we're letting in, what, about a million, right?
So, yeah, we're letting in a million or a little over that.
Right. So you're talking the net gain in 1 year, what, upwards of 3 million people?
Possibly.
Wow.
Yeah. It's and The deceptions of this incredible. I asked myself, well, why is this being done? Who's benefiting other than the Democratic Party and the administration? Who's benefiting? Well, big tech is benefiting because they get a bunch of perhaps highly qualified but lower paid tech workers. So their bottom line is improved, and big tech are incredible supporters of this bill. And then increasing the number of what we have always called family-based immigrants is generally viewed as long-term assistance to the Democratic Party, because immigrants characteristically initially tend to vote Democrat once they're citizens, then they
you're not going to bite the hand that feeds you, are you? Come on.
No, you're not going to bite. You are absolutely not going to bite. And then the ultimate duplicity is charge fees for some of these things, and that allows you to call the bill to pass the bill through reconciliation, because it's a financial bill. It's just mind-boggling. And none of these things will solve our problems at the southern border. These things will increase our southern border problems, because they'll encourage more people to come, because what the hell? We're taking them in.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, and look, at you've got all the presidential candidates for the Democratic Party saying, yes, free health care, free education, you know, come on down, and then we'll print up a bunch of, Biden-Harris T-shirts for you to travel in, too, because
right.
you need to have those T-shirts. You know, that'll get you through and get you some passage. I mean, that's better than a visa, I guess. I don't know. It's absurd. But all this stuff that's happening, Bruce, is at our expense. It's at the people's expense. They've broken into the Treasury. They really have, and are emptying out our coffers, you know, for this ambitious and diabolical plan to expand the Democratic Party. Because the fact of the matter is you know, people with experience are realizing that the Democratic Party is not their grandfather or father's party anymore, and they're moving away and, saying, okay, I'm going to be an independent. I'm not going to any longer be affiliated with the Democratic Party, because they're not serving our interests. And even in these minority communities, you know, you get illegal migrants who come into their communities because, you know, they know the language, they can kind of, you know, navigate a little bit better, you know, language-wise and everything else. But they're also, these are the people that are tormenting the local communities. They're taking away jobs, from people who are here legally that need to, have income for their families. The pressure on all the services when they go to, get services from the government, get in the back of the line here. And you realize that so many of the people that are in front of the line are illegal immigrants, not even supposed to be here. And so they're taking advantage of their services and their access to the services. This is all lose-lose for the local community that's greatly affected. And this is why they're turning their backs on the Democratic Party.
I hope so. I really hope so. Well, but I sure have become a cynic about it.
Exactly. I'm with you. We got to go to break. More from Bruce Thatcher after this. Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Bruce Thatcher, the founder of History Speaks Today, immigration expert, author of Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work, is with us. Bruce, I think it's quite ironic. Here we are on the eve of Thanksgiving. And when you go back, 400 plus years ago, we were the immigrants, the pilgrims were the immigrants coming to this, coming to this nation. And I know some people might say, how hypocritical or how interesting that we are after, the investment of 400 years into this country, this American idea. Obviously, a lot of people want to come here, but not a lot of people want to pay the price of freedom. That's clear. Because this has been attempted in other nations. They haven't been successful. We know our founding fathers, credited the hand of Almighty God for the success of this American dream. And we've been given this dream, to be a blessing and to bless others. And we have done that. But, there is a... I don't know. I don't know how to put this. If you say there's a beginning and an end to it, if there's, in stewardship, you know, because we talk about stewardship when we're talking about the environment and so many other things, is that the stewardship of this American dream really requires some responsibility. And the responsibility involves that, having proper regulations and laws in place to where people who come into the country want to advance this American idea, make it greater and bigger, not tear it down. And I guess this is why we're looking at this migration as a threat. And you, with your experience and background, you have seen these perils. I mean, you've seen them. You've studied them. And here we are. We are duplicating the ills of the past, and it doesn't bode well when you follow those policies and that example, as opposed to doing the right thing when it comes to immigration.
Well, and that's because the policies and practices we're following seem to me to be for the benefit of narrow segments of our population. They're not for the benefit of the country, and we are long, long past the time when we need to sit down and specify just what it is. What national interest do we want served by this immigration? We bring in more people. More people emigrate to the United States still today, every year, than any other nation in the world. And we're called. Greedy. We're called xenophobic. We're called everything you can because we just don't open the borders entirely. We need to realize on a national level, opening the borders entirely means that we will degrade the conditions of people already here, not only the people who have been here for generations, but the people who have just come here legally. They're the ones probably who will suffer the most. We need to identify that specific national interest and have a discussion about it, and we haven't done that. We certainly haven't done it in this bill, and we haven't done it in prior bills for decades. But there are some specific national interests that we could be serving with immigration. Mm-hmm.
That's what we need. We need a voice, Bruce, a voice of reason that can come out and hammer these national interest issues and do it in a way. And there's no question it's an uphill battle because you had, even with this recent bill that was passed and you had Republicans crossing over, they crossed over because their vote was bought. Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats bought their vote, and it became a personal interest, a splinter interest, not a holistic, not a American interest, to your point.
That's exactly. I think, let me give you an example. A national interest could be that we need to replace the declining birth rate with immigrants. Now there's a topic, let's discuss it. Let's have a national discussion about it. And why do we need to do that? There are people who think the country needs to grow. There are people who think it shouldn't. We live in a world that has a communist China that's growing rapidly and is enormously bigger than us and depends on their population for their future interests. We need to discuss that. And we should discuss what role immigration should play in growing the population and replacing the declining birth rate. I wish we would talk about some of those things before we talk about the details of should we have this lottery law or should we have that quota kind of thing. And we don't do that, Bill.
You're exactly right, 100%. And Bruce, the thing about what people want to come, what they see and what they perceive, I'm talking about, legal and illegal immigrants see in this country. If you hear them talk, about this country and what the potential this country delivers to them, it is all based on a free market system. It's based on the idea that you can be as great as you want to be and you'll be rewarded. That and with it comes a sense of independence and freedom that they've only read about and heard about, and this is part of that magnet that draws them, to this country. But the Democrats, what they've done is they short-circuit that process, and these people who are coming in illegally or under their auspices and their control, it's for control. It's not that they can go out and be the best they can be and, you know, do the best for themselves and the families. They're going to be beholden to this government. The nanny state is taking over, and that's what's going to drive this thing. And it's unsustainable because we're running out of money. Look at what's happening with Social Security and all these other issues. Our, you know, Medicare system and everything else, it's all being compromised right now. And the pressure that's been added and placed upon it with all these migrants coming in, I mean, they're talking about us. I mean, it almost sounded like when they talked about us going broke, it was like, you know, it's going to be about 20, 30 years ago, you know, down the road. Now it's like, oh, well, we just lost another 2 years, and all of a sudden 2030 is coming faster than we expected.
But all of those things are beyond the next election.
Yes.
And that's, unfortunately, that is the time frame and perception of far too many of our political leaders, and they go on
yes.
that way. Let's print some money. We're seeing the inflation, the effects of doing that. How long it will go on, I don't know. But
yeah, but Bruce, think about what you just said. What are they going to do when they find themselves in the middle? Are they going to check out and go, "Hey, I'm moving out of Dodge here. I'm taking my money, my shekels that I got while I was in office, and hasta la bisco, baby. I'm out of here."
Yeah. Well, and that's those who can will. Those
yes.
who can will, and those who are not able to do that are going to be left with the disaster and the dregs to find a way to fix and live in. All of these things favor the people who are already advantaged. They
yes.
favor the rich. They favor the wealthy. They favor those who can best adapt financially to whatever comes along because they have the most options. It is all of it is without consideration of what is this country's destiny to be in the next not 10 years, not 20 years, but the next several generations.
Exactly.
I don't hear anybody talking about that.
No. Well, and this is what partisan politics does to you. It blinds you. It turns you into an ideologue. And as Jordan Peterson says, you end up rendering yourself stupid in the process. In so many words.
Yeah.
I think it's brilliant insight. We've been warned about this. And I think people have had it with politics, and they need to reason and think more broadly. And as you say, you know, with the things that you suggested, Bruce, and we need your voice, and we need more voices like yours, you know, speaking truth to power and reasoning in spite of this cancel culture, because they are so wrong. They're heading into a cement wall, and it's up to us to warn them that, hey, look, you're going in the wrong direction way too fast, and it's going to be very painful, not only for you, but more importantly for the American people who are counting on you. Bruce Thatcher, happy Thanksgiving, my friend. Take care.